The images from the miners' rescue have captivated TV viewers all over the globe for the past 24 hours. Many viewers are still right now glued to their screens, watching closely as one miner after another emerges. Some have called this real-life reality TV, and more than 1,400 journalists are at the mine to cover it. Brian Stelter writes the Media Decoder blog for the New York Times. He says at the top of this media food chain is the Chilean government itself.
This is essentially an event that's been produced by the Chilean government. The only real great views of the mine and of the families and of the rescuers are coming from the government. There are no external cameras allowed. We do see these distant, faraway shots. Those are actually provided by the networks themselves. Those cameras are not subject to government control. But most of the pictures are. And I'm a bit surprised that the networks have handed over so much airtime to pictures that have been controlled by the government of a country.
And so if you're saying that the government has really manipulated this, what for? And didn't it really take a big gamble? Because this didn't necessarily have to turn out as well as, at least so far, it has.
That's absolutely the case. The president of Chile has staked his reputation and indeed his presidency on this story. And that might go a long way toward explaining why the Chilean state television network has been bringing us all of these pictures from the scene of the mine. Reporters have pointed out that the Chilean president was looking pretty unpopular in polls. He had been criticized for a poor performance after an earthquake in Chile earlier this year, and that this has really changed his fortunes personally in the country. And that goes a long way, I think, toward explaining the amount of attention in the country on this story.
Although you yourself in your blog quote Kerry Sanders, an NBC News correspondent, who said on MSNBC, "I think we need this," meaning the rescue.
As a world.
As a world.
We need this as a world.
Right.
And I was struck by that.
So that's not just about the government maybe highlighting this and trying to hype it as much as it can, but this is the rest of us who are paying real attention.
That's absolutely true, and it's interesting on a number of levels. It's interesting emotionally. It's also interesting as a soap opera because we know about the families, and in some cases we know that there's maybe multiple women waiting for these miners above ground. It's interesting to us from a psychological point of view. We all wonder how we would behave if left underground for weeks and weeks at a time. So there are many layers, I think, to this story, and that's the reason why the world's been captivated by it.
Not to just keep putting you in the bad seat, Brian, but when it comes to the miners themselves as they surface, this would seem to be anything but reality TV, unless we choose to make it that way, because they are not acting. Could there be a more stripped-down showing of essential emotion than for these men who are surfacing after 2 months in the ground?
I would say that's true with one asterisk, and that would be the fact that they received some media training while in the mine about how to handle interviewers. I would think that that second miner who came up, who handed the rocks to the Chilean president, that to me that was, I don't want to say it felt staged, but to me that was the most camera-friendly moment by a miner. And it's the kind of thing that you can imagine maybe thinking about when you have 69 days underground to figure out what you're going to do when you come above ground. I do agree, though, that much of this is raw emotion. And when you think about it from that point of view, life is a struggle against death. Life is a struggle to delay death as long as humanly possible. And that's what the story is in its essence.
Are you not captivated by much of this, Brian, yourself?
Oh, I was up till 3 a.m. last night watching. and up again at 7.
And you'll be up again tonight.
And if we're lucky, this thing will wrap up in time for the morning shows on Thursday in America.
All right. Brian Stelter writes for the New York Times Media Decoder blog. We're going to make a link on our website, Brian, as well. Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.